Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. These shabby shoes I'm wearing all the time, they're full of holes and nails. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was head or tail.
Lemon face. Lemon face. All right.
Mateo.
Mateo.
Yeah, dude.
Guess
what? Well, you can't say we're back because we haven't started.
We're back. No.
We're starting.
We're starting. Welcome to the Who Goes There podcast, episode 245. This feels like a milestone for some reason. This is Jorge.
Hail Sam. This is Matt.
This is Rhett.
You know what? That reminds me. Alia said that that was your best meme of the year.
What?
The whole, like, this is Rhett.
I think we gave that meme to him, though.
I don't know. He was just super awkward.
That's just you?
Isn't it?
Yeah. And she had another one that she really liked that I can't. Oh, no. Somebody said, gone now, get.
Gone now.
Was the best meme of the year. So
that is a good one.
I still think, are we good?
We got to think caps for, though. For gone now, get. That's a caps meme. You are kind of the meme lord of the group, which is okay.
Oh, look at, you know, got to do something.
Actually, I mean, Alia really is, but I'm the only one that gets those memes.
How's it going, fellas?
Same old shit.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. That's a pretty good, but that's not our meme, though.
It doesn't matter.
We appropriated it.
It doesn't matter. Our show is based on appropriated memes.
Yeah. Life is based on appropriated
memes.
Have you
forgotten my wife?
Have you forgotten that your DNA is a meme of previous memes?
Wow. Your DNA.
It's an anagram, okay?
That one, though, like, we get a lot of people sending us things with a D. Like,
yeah, unfortunately.
Our friends Alan and Stephanie that we met at Telluride, they were on the AMC app, and it says, like the big D or something, because it's 3D, but there's, like, shadows on the D. DDD.
That's its charm.
Yeah.
You see it everywhere. Yeah. It's inescapable.
You can't get away from the D.
Just you can't get away from letters.
The DDD.
Just chasing down.
Letters everywhere.
Well, someone on Patreon's like, you have me saying it, but I can't say it out loud. It's like, it's innocuous. No one knows that you're talking about.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but if you're just walking around yelling DDD.
No, but if you say DDD, they just think you're autistic. They don't think you're talking about dick. Do they? Not that the two are mutually exclusive.
I mean, both?
So either you're talking about dick or they think you're autistic.
Which is either way, you win.
Yeah, okay. You've beaten them at that point. God damn.
You're at work and they're like, well, if I fire her, it would have to be for her
saying
talking
D.
about dick.
Oh my God.
No, it would have to be for her saying the letter D. Like, take me to court, bitch.
You old white bitch.
I can say D.
All right, Matthew, have you seen anything or played anything?
I finished watching season 2 of You.
Yas?
Yo, that is the best kind of trash, dude. It is so goddamn good. It's like a fucking novella. And
it is,
like,
so good to hear.
I woke up, you know, because you were talking about Ronnie watching it and you were like, oh, how does being buried alive make you feel? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? And, like, turned out to be a huge spoiler. So thanks for that.
Oh, how the fuck did I know?
Dude, I woke up one morning at like 7 and I was like, okay, I'm going to get a lot done today. I got shit I want to do.
You ain't done shit.
I watched 4 episodes in a row. That's how good that trashy ass show is. I watched a movie called Tanny and the Teenage T-Rex.
Tammy.
Whoa. No, dude. So I think it was originally Tanny and the Teenage T-Rex. And then when they released it on a wide scale, it was shortened to Tammy and the T-Rex.
Okay.
Because it's in the fucking credits. I sent you a picture of the opening crawl. And that movie is fucking delightful. It is so goddamn weird from start to finish. And it's about a guy who died. Paul Walker.
Is it about an hour and a half?
It is. Paul Walker dies.
Again.
And then they take his brain. No, this was the first time.
Oh, okay.
And then they take his brain And they put
his face
in a mechanical fucking T-Rex. And the mechanical T-Rex goes and falls in love.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude, this movie is fucking bonkers. It is so fun. There's a scene at the beginning where Paul Walker fights like some random greaser tough guy. And it's like a drawn out fight, like from They Live, but they have 3 minutes of just grabbing each other's dick and just like trying to get each other to let go of each other's dicks. Yeah, dude, it's pretty fucking great. And it's the '90s and it's Denise Richards' first role ever.
That's what you were fucking messaging.
Yeah,
I was
dude.
Like, what is
so you
that?
Saw that little clip. Like,
yeah, that looks great.
That, it does. Oh, it's so
she's
good.
Hella dreamy, by the way.
That movie, I'm going to buy that shit on DVD.
I like when she plays like a nuclear physicist in one of the Bond movies. Like, yeah, good casting. Denise Richards, nuclear physicist.
It's like, just get in a pool and show your tits again.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
That was a good fucking movie. Come on, Wild Things.
That movie just got added to Shudder. That's fucking amazing. I saw a movie called The Marshes that's also on Shudder. Not so good.
Not so good?
No, it's, you know, people not from around here run afoul of an asshole local.
that old trope.
Yeah, and then they...
Deliverance.
Then they get tormented a little bit, and then things just go fucking zany, and the movie doesn't make any sense. It doesn't explain anything. I went into a pretty good rant on Letterboxd. You could go follow us on letterboxd.com/whogoestherepod. That's hella tight. And then I watched Face Off.
Which was, you could hear our discussion of Face Off on
Patreon.
Patreon.com/whogoestherepodcast.
There's no D's in podcast. Oh, wait, there is.
Patreon.com/
There's only one D and it's strong.
Who goes there? Podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
We've actually got two.
We have two new
homies.
Yep.
We got William. No, we already fucking.
William Yeager? I don't think we talked about William Yeager.
No, dude. Yeah. And also, did you notice the message I sent? I'm trying to like but talk as you guys.
The other
I'm
one.
Like, welcome to the family, homies. Because I'm like, what the fuck am I going to say? I'm all, yeah, I'll send him a message. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to say?
Just say, dee, 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 dee.
You were trying to talk as us, and you were like, hey, welcome to the fucking family, homies. How's your families and shit, dudes?
How have you been?
Oh, boy.
And then the other one is...
It's William Yeager and Daniel Jesse.
Yeah. That's a great idea. Just say, how you been?
Dan Jesse is the guy in the picture with me where I was rolling on mushrooms.
Oh, fantastic.
Me and Dan have been friends for like over 20 years, and he's one of the nicest, most genuine guys I know. And then I showed him The Fanatic, and he signed up on Patreon.
There you go. I mean, that's all you need.
Bringing people together. Senior Durst... Come on our show.
Missionary work. it's, you know, the gospel.
What about
I've
you,
I've seen
Red?
His video. He actually does doggy work. Just Ooh. Saying. Fred Durst.
He does doggy it. Work?
Yeah.
Does he fuck a
like,
dog?
Like Snoop no, Dogg?
No, but he does it doggy style in his video.
Yeah, like Snoop Dogg. He does that doggy work.
Ah, yeah. Ain't no fun.
What about you, Rhett? Seen anything?
I watched a movie last night.
We'll see.
You guys have probably seen it called Drive.
I actually only watched like 20 minutes of that. And I turned it off because I hated the music.
It's a fucking.
You hated the music?
Yeah. Fucking. I hated
what are you talking about?
Oh, it's fucking terrible, annoying electro music.
You love that type of shit when it's in horror movies, you dingus.
I hate. What movie do I like with electro music in it?
Oh, it's so good. Synthwave?
Tell me one.
This was, and that was 2011 when the synthwave thing was
seen
at its peak.
Umpteen fucking movies with fucking synthwave fucking soundtracks, and you're like, yeah, well, yeah, bro.
Lose.
Did that have a synthwave soundtrack?
It had that fucking electronic spiel.
I didn't like the soundtrack in Lose. I didn't say anything about the soundtrack. I talked about like
this movie's
the noise.
I haven't watched it in about 4 or 5 years. You've seen it before, right?
Yeah.
It's Nicholas Winding Refn who did Bronson and Neon Demon and some other stuff.
That's a good movie.
It's fucking, yeah, you would like this movie when he fucking steps on this dude's face in the elevator till it's pulp. You would.
I've
like
heard it's
shit.
Pretty violent. Like, I wanted to watch it because, like, I'd heard good things, but I could not get past the
music.
Well,
that's not even why. It's good anyway, and then it does that, too, and it's like, oh, my God.
I could probably watch it now because Alia listened to Kaminsky, is that who it is?
Yep.
On fucking repeat. So I've heard all those songs a thousand times.
Yeah, that song's bad. That's one of the best intros of any film this century.
Yep.
Anyway, I haven't watched it in 4 or 5 years, and that movie is fucking aging like, I think that's one of the best films of the last 10 years.
Ooh.
I swear to God, when's the last time you watched it?
Not that long ago, probably like 6 months.
Okay, I thought it was, I was just like fucking bowled over by how good it was.
Yeah.
And Ryan Gosling.
He's dreamy.
He fucking is dreamy, dude. Yeah. I gotta say. You and I both saw Tool over the weekend.
We did.
Who's Tool?
Yeah. I'm a Tool?
No, I said, who's Tool?
Oh,
We did.
But you said B plus.
Yeah.
Don't do this. Don't do this like that.
He's doing a bit, dude.
No, I'm not doing. No. I explained myself. Okay, I think it was opening day jitters. Something about
Tool has opening day jitters after what, 25, 30 years as a band?
5,000 years of being reincarnated.
500,000 years
of being wizards.
Maybe that's not the right word. I just felt like it was a little bit lower energy than I'm used to seeing them.
You didn't know, but Maynard in Big Trouble in Little China, the guy with all the lightning, that's Maynard.
Yeah,
before he's Tool. Actually low pan.
Yeah. And it seemed like you got a better showing.
I saw them on Sunday, and that was generally really good. There was a couple of songs that were stronger, that were not as strong as the rest. A couple of the visuals I think need to be updated, but the newer material, like it is some of like the musicianship going on there was some of the best I have ever seen. And when you say that's like, oh, that you've ever seen live, yeah, it's Tool. But I mean that I've ever seen, like recorded on video, like in anything. And then I was with
Hi Sophia.
There it is.
And she'd never seen any band like this live, much less seen Tool live. And she started crying like 4 times and did not know why.
Because it was terrible for her.
She's like, oh God, this is awful. Why does he have a mohawk?
Why isn't this shit over yet?
Why does he have a mohawk? No,
this bald motherfucker. Why does he have a mohawk?
This
why is
one
he
song
pants?
Feels like it's 18 minutes long.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Did you catch? Or
why does the drummer have a fucking jersey on?
Does he like basketball or what?
Why? Fuck basketball.
Yeah. I just kind of felt too like there was times in between songs where I just felt like they were goofing around, and I was like, is this? I just didn't know if it was that
they've always had that improvisatory.
Maybe it's been too long since I've seen them last, but I kind of felt like they were dicking around and like trying to figure out like
heaven forbid.
Oh fuck,
they
we
have
got it.
Fun.
We have to play a song. Fuck. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know, maybe like they just wanted to have fun.
Yeah.
And like, you know, kind of like how we riff instead of getting to the fucking point.
They were riffing.
I want those monkeys.
It's ritualistic,
to,
but there has
I want those monkeys to hey, dance.
Well, you know what?
Dance, monkey, dance.
Don't pay the $150 for the ticket, dork. Somebody else will. There you go. They don't give a fuck what you think, dog.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't give a shit.
You know what that's
Maynard's like. Got his wine. You got your wine.
Drink except, wine. Like,
you can drink his. You gotta listen to yours.
Yeah. Squeeze his fucking berry sack.
Yeah. Anything else you see?
It's dumb.
Drink the juice from my grapes, bitch.
Hey, look, man, I mention it every week now, but I did go see it at midnight. I saw it at midnight, and it was fantastic. I saw The Room at midnight. It was fucking great. I don't understand how we're all aligned on the Fanatic, and you guys are missing out on the movement here. I swear to God. Like, you just don't. It's like if we're like spiritual types and you're just not doing this kind of energy work with me, bro.
I ain't trying to feel that kind of energy.
Dude,
that's bad vibes.
It's not. It's like, what are you doing with your hat?
I'm trying to crush my brain.
It's fucking great, dude. And you know, good old, he gets a shout out every time too, but you know who was there?
Yeah, we know who was there.
And some other fucking dork with bad taste.
There's
movies.
Only one dork. Yeah. That he mentions every time when we talk about
well,
The Room.
Well, fuck, man, he was there.
Jacob Denton.
Jacob Denton was there with Courtney. I had a busy week, but not streaming or watching stuff per se.
Okay.
Besides the show and that. But
so
I
watched The Witcher.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a
how far did you get?
That's a fucking weird show. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I don't know,
how
man.
How far did you get?
I got, Yennefer is weird.
I mean, like, and which kind of weird, though? Like,
what does that mean?
Well, she's like gone, Quasimodo weird, she's gone or like
she's Quasimodo. Gone.
Well, I mean, it's not far off.
Quasimodo. Oh,
it's not far off. Yeah, she's gotten to hot Yennefer now.
Okay.
I don't
Yennefer. Damn.
I just think like the things that they're expecting us to be like, oh, okay, this is totally yeah, okay, I'm with this. Like they jump time.
Yeah. There was a lot where I'm like, wait, is that Ciri? Wait, that's Ciri's mom? Okay, wait, but she's dead? Where's the Witcher? The Witcher knows her all this time? What is happening here?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Yeah. I don't know if it's a symptom of not having played the game. But
I haven't played the game.
But goddamn, you don't realize that there's three timelines until
episode 6 or so,
third or fourth episode, and when you have a recurring character that comes back and you're like, oh wait, what?
Oh, so they do narrative trickery on this fucking Henry Cavill fest?
Yeah,
is it narrative trickery, or
they do
just
linear,
like
non-linear structural and experimentation?
Then, well, because no, they'll start like present, and then there's characters in the present, and then they'll go back but not tell you they're back, but those characters are like still friends, so like
There's moments where two characters meet and you're like, oh, okay, this timeline has been resolved. Okay, okay. We're at normal timeline. And then they go back like 2 minutes and it's not. It's now something. And now the Witcher and Mousak are Mousak is still alive, even though he was duplicated by a fucking.
Yeah, see, he's bad though, right? Wait, why is he being good? He's bad, right? He's the wrong dude. Like, it doesn't make any goddamn sense. And then they start off with so much like tits, blood, and gore, and then they just take most of it away.
Take away your
to
tits.
give you this weird timeline shit, and like they need to put the tits in there to make it worthwhile to deal with the fuckery.
Yeah,
that's what had happened. But like, there's still a lot of boobs, or at least they let you think there are, because there's like orgy scenes where there's like 50 naked people.
You think there's boobs,
but you see like two boobs among 50 people. Yeah. And it's like, you did some really interesting trickery with your shadows there.
You fucked me on this.
Yeah.
The Witcher.
Like, I see all you fucking, but like, I don't see any of you fucking.
And I think too, I don't, again, maybe
I'm
her
very
character,
confused by
maybe
that
her character isn't fully realized in this show. But Yennefer is the wackest fucking character I've seen in a show in a long time.
Who the fuck is Yennefer?
It's Yennefer, dude. If you don't know, you don't know.
Damn. She, yeah. And if you don't know, now you know.
She's Quasimodo.
It's Quasimodo.
She does this whole thing. And okay, spoilers if you haven't seen The Witcher and or haven't played the game. But she gives up her ability to give birth. To become hot, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then four episodes later, normal. She's pissed off that she made a decision.
It's not even four episodes. It's like the same episode.
Four episodes later, she's fucking pissed off that she was not. She was like, they stole my choice. And I go, no, bitch.
You made your choice.
You made the fucking choice. Yeah. The guy was like, bro.
And somebody even says, like, you knew what the deal was. Like, you knew what we were getting into. And she's like, yeah, but, yeah like, but like, I have buyer's remorse.
Yeah, and so I don't
Let
know.
Let me have, like, it's, but I mean, it's like, it's a double-edged sword, because it's like, okay, yeah, you can't have kids and now you're hot, but like before you could have kids, but you're ugly and nobody's going to fuck you anyway, so like.
Although that's not true.
You would have hit that?
No, I'm saying, the guy was manipulating
Who,
her,
Henry so. Cavill? You wouldn't hit him?
No. Wait, what?
Get serious. Would you hit Henry Cavill?
I mean.
It'd probably be the other way around.
If I had a reason to?
If we're not. Joking here.
Who would you, wait, rather, you mean like fuck him or like
yeah?
Oh wait, no.
Who would you rather fuck, Henry Cavill or Yennefer?
Yennefer.
But
who'd you rather get
Quasimodo
by?
Yennefer?
Like, no, I would do Quasimodo Yennefer, because like think about it, man. Like she would be really into it. Like she'd be like, oh my god, this is like the first D. And
yo. See,
now I feel like we were much more involved.
What?
Yeah.
What, that she's like not into
okay,
the D?
Okay, now let's go with this.
I'm literally asking though, because I think he's cool. Like, I think he can be a good actor with the right role. Is he charismatic and
no.
Imagine?
No, there's no charisma no.
And
there,
like,
dude.
So in the first episode, like
he's gotta be kidding me.
In the first episode, his delivery is super hollow, and then Alia was like, oh, that's just the character he's supposed to be. That's his personality.
Because she wants him to be good, because it's Henry Cavill. Hell yeah,
she thinks he's hot.
Well, who doesn't? He's hot as fuck.
Those contacts are weird. Like, they really...
And I don't understand, too. Like, there's moments that, like, he drinks this little vial of shit, and I go, what's that for?
You don't need to know.
What? And then, like, what are the eyes in the beginning? He's got these fucking crazy eyes with his, like, with these goth things on his face. What's that? I don't need to know. I don't understand. And sometimes he's a vampire.
It's a design feature, bro.
Sometimes he drinks blood. Does he? Yeah, he bit that girl in the neck for what?
Oh yeah, that's right.
I don't know, to kill her, I think.
That's probably because he's getting some essence from her and shit, bro. Sure. That's how shit works.
No, but he got like poison.
I
haven't
watched the show.
It.
I mean, come on.
Sure.
Gorsh.
I don't know, dude. I'm gonna finish the show, but then there's a fucking there's a talking dragon halfway through this thing, and he doesn't move his mouth. And so I don't know if that's
telekinesis, Jorge.
I don't know if that was a stylistic choice. And so I'm wondering, like, do all dragons talk like this? Secondarily, like, that whole side story was like, well, we're protecting the green dragon because of the egg, and then this red dragon comes along, and
Wait, was that The Witcher or was that Lord of the Rings?
That's a fucking Witcher review episode.
I don't understand. I'm not saying,
remember there being like a dragon. She was protecting her egg.
There's dwarves. There's fucking dwarves. And the dwarves are going through the mountains, and they're like, we've got shortcuts. And I'm like, okay, let's do this.
They always do.
And there's fucking like, they're talking like,
they live in the mountains.
They're talking like contemporary humans at some point. Like, they say fuck on a regular basis, but like, not like medieval fuck.
Yeah, they're like, oh fuck.
Yes. And yeah. I don't know. Is this future world and there's monsters and they're
hey,
just.
Hey, you know, this doesn't really work if you talk about it.
And they're dropping these monster names like you're supposed to know.
Meanwhile,
like,
oh, face off, he loves.
There's monsters.
He's like, no, face off is okay.
They name these monsters. They're like, oh yeah, it's the Calibrium. You're like, oh yeah, of course. The Calibrium has 14 stingers and 35 mouths. Of course it does.
I gotta fucking watch this. Is it well executed?
It's great. But
then what the fuck?
But it's bonkers. I don't understand what's going on.
It's
terribly great.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Yennefer is doing a thing, and then there's witches.
Oh, and Yennefer gets naked a lot.
He's exasperated, folks.
I'm exhausted.
It sounds like you should watch the motherfucking Witcher.
Yeah. I mean, everybody else is.
That was a 20-minute Witcher review right there.
That's good. That's pretty good.
I also watched the novel by Stephen King called The Outsider.
How'd you watch the novel? Shut up.
Well, if you listen for 2 seconds.
I'm listening, fuck.
The novel by Stephen King called The Outsider was turned into a series by HBO.
Oh, yeah. Called The Outsider.
They released 2 episodes on this last Sunday to like wet everybody's tip.
And supposedly fantastic.
It's real fucking good. Source material aside, because, you know, it does have some problems, like the book. They are handling it.
Stephen King book with problems?
They are handling it fantastically, and it's.
Do you think you'd benefit from not being familiar with the source material in this case?
Yeah.
That's what I figured, because it's a mystery, correct?
Yeah, there are, I don't want to spoil it in case you haven't seen it.
I haven't.
I want to
so
watch this.
So there are moments when you don't know what's going on as like a new viewer.
The Witcher.
Yeah, like The Witcher, of course.
That's a good point.
And they handle the balance of like, did he? Didn't he? Did he? Didn't he?
Did he?
Is he
so
did he?
Well? It's highly recommended. It's a weekly series.
Would
on HBO.
I like it? Because I'm not.
It's okay.
I'm not too keen on a lot of Stephen King.
So
stuff.
It begins as kind of like a procedural cop drama.
That's
how it begins.
It's like dun 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 dun.
That's going at the beginning of the episode, by the way.
Is Law and Order?
Yeah. No, I think...
That show sucks.
I would watch the first episode if you don't like it. then you're it's probably not for you, because I don't think the tone changes very much from there forward. But it does get more spooky.
Did either one of you guys finish watching Dracula?
No.
No.
I didn't start. I just asked about it.
Oh, I thought you were watching.
No, that's not my...
You said that you didn't like the first episode.
No, that's not my jam.
It's not your cup of D.
But that's it. The Witcher and The Outsider.
I saw a couple trailers, and I don't know if you guys saw some of these.
I didn't see
Lock and Key. Lock and Key is based on a comic book series. It's very, very... did you see the trailer for it? It's coming out on Netflix?
No. I thought it was coming out on Hulu.
It's Netflix. It's a dark fantasy / horror series. And anyway, yeah, the trailer's pretty good for that. Did you see... We didn't watch The Boy at all, that fucking movie, did we?
We did, yeah. We did an episode on it.
Did you?
Yeah.
When did that come out?
Was that two years ago?
Oh, that's what...
Okay, it was like a February release, I think.
Before my time then. How was the first one? I didn't see it.
It was all right. It didn't go exactly the way you thought it would. So it was kind of a nice little surprise. It subverted expectations. I think we were generally favorable on it, but only slightly, because it was kind of just one of those, spooky things like, oh, the doll's moving. And like, did I really just see what I think I saw kind of shit?
Yeah. It doesn't really go anywhere besides that.
Yeah. No, it's kind of paint by numbers until it's not.
Yeah. So Brahms, The Boy 2 trailer came out, and yeah, it definitely has a creepy fucking doll in it.
Brahms. Yep.
Are you guys fans of Mel Brooks or Young Frankenstein?
Yeah.
So ABC, which I don't fucking watch TV. Like,
oh, I don't watch TV, dude.
No, but I don't watch.
It's far too pedestrian for me, dude.
No, but they have those live musicals they've been doing. So their next live one they're doing, which is encouraging, is Young Frankenstein live.
Oh, that's pretty tight.
That's pretty fucking cool.
You mean like when they did Grease live?
Yep.
Okay.
They're doing Young Frankenstein live, and I didn't know
that could be pretty tight.
That many musical numbers in Young Frankenstein, but
remember there being, but maybe they make it into a musical.
Yeah, I mean that's a fucking cool idea.
I've seen Evil Dead made into a musical.
That would be fun to rewatch anyway for me. But I wanted to bring this up. It's been going on for a while now, but people had iguanas as pets in motherfucking Florida.
That's true.
And
the rest of America too.
Correct. But this is a subtropical climate, and yeah. Florida is Florida because they're always fucking something up. And so the iguanas are mating like fucking,
like bunnies,
like iguanas,
like Irish fucks, like Mexicanos.
Like Mormons.
See, so we got everyone. You're Irish. Yeah. He's Mexican. I grew up Mormon.
I'm an iguana.
We all make bad decisions.
Iguana.
Iguana.
So they're thriving in Florida, and so the state of Florida is saying kill them on site.
Kill them all.
So it's tricky because they're saying the thing is that they're fucking up the natural ecology there. But they're
fucking up the environment.
But I thought it was fucking.
Now, what about all the fucking beautiful animals?
But it's fucking. You look at this footage of these people, and they're just like, it's like they own the place. They look at you like, come at me, come at me. And it's like they're fucking.
Wait, lizards. Are they still talking about the iguanas?
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious, dude. When you look at this shit. But then they said they want you to kill them in the most humane way possible.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
The most humane way possible, and I quote, this is the most humane way. Experts recommend with pellet guns, stabbing them in the brain, or decapitating them without having them suffer. So if you want to kill a human being humanely, likewise, stab them in the brain, decapitate them. Or pellet guns.
I mean, you got to figure like pellet guns going to be the easiest because you have to sneak up on the fucking iguana and catch it to stab it in the head.
But pellet guns is the worst way.
Is it?
Because ain't no motherfucker going to be accurate with a pellet gun.
Dude, I sniped a fucking crow from my kitchen window at like 20 feet with a pellet gun. That was amazing. Best shot ever. I thought that crow was going to haunt me. I felt so bad afterwards.
It's bad luck to kill a seabird.
You know,
That crow probably did fucking haunt you, dude.
They should start eating them. I hear
it's actually pretty good.
Down in Mexico, in Tijuana, you can get some pretty good barbecue iguana.
I don't eat a lot of
that's
like
what
weird,
they said too. People are eating them.
It's
weird
just
meat,
past the wall of
but
voodoo.
But iguana's pretty tasty.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had it, but I would. I'd eat the fuck out of an iguana.
Just send yeah. Matt down to I'll eat anything. Florida. He'll eat them all.
Well, yeah, and there's people barbecuing yeah. them and stuff like that. It's
yeah,
well,
down in Tijuana.
Instead of yard bird, it's fucking, you know.
Iguana bird.
It's yard lizard. So, here's the thing, too. They're used to the alligators, but these iguanas, it's just too fucking much. Like, yeah. like no, I can't
those
deal with
violent
this.
Ass iguanas.
Well they'll whip you.
I guess no, but the dogs are having a ball with them, too, you know? Like, there's a video of a dog fucking fighting an iguana. So I thought
you were going to say fucking an iguana, and I was like, damn.
That's
fucking,
probably
fucking
happened,
and
too.
Fighting an iguana.
There's a video of a dog fucking and fighting an iguana, you know? Why make it mutually exclusive? Have both.
What's going on over there with your water bottle? Hey, that's what an iguana sounds like yeah. when it dies.
When it's getting fucked by a dog, it's like.
That's right. It's the.
Fuck. So, yeah, that's going on in Florida.
Any news we should get to?
Oh, this is already front heavy. American Horror Story got renewed for 4 more seasons. Who fucking
what
cares?
A surprise.
How many more?
4.
Oh, that's just
all the way enough. Up all the way up to season 13.
I think we've had enough.
4 more, that's it's gonna be 2020.
Dude, I thought it was supposed to end like after season like 5 or 6 or whatever. I thought every season was supposed to be like the last season.
Oh my god.
And they just keep doing more. Sci-Fi has ordered a Child's Play show called Chucky.
That's right.
And it's going to be like in the suburbs and follow Charles Lee Ray before he becomes Chucky. So that's pretty cool, I think.
Potentially, right?
Well, and Don Mancini, the original director or the creator, writer. Will yeah. direct the first episode. So that's hella tight. Death Note is returning with an 87-page story from the original creators, which I fucking love Death Note. If you watch the anime, like start to finish, it's really
just
really
don't
good.
Watch that Netflix.
That was the best Netflix film ever.
That thing. No.
That's where you guys don't like Adam Wingard or whatever. That's,
I like him when he makes good movies. Like, what was that one? The Guest.
The Guest is fucking
that
great.
Was good.
The Guest is good.
But like Blair Witch was not good.
I didn't even know.
Death Note
him.
Was not good.
Death Note was fucking awful.
Yeah.
I liked Your Next though, but
And then more TV. CBS has ordered a Clarice show.
Hello, Clarice.
And people are trying to get them to resurrect Hannibal, of course, because Hannibal was great and they shouldn't have canceled it. But
and this is taking place like right after Silence of the Lambs and stuff, right? I think it takes place
I
in the 90s
so.
Is
yeah.
what I had heard about that too.
Then I'm in.
Yeah. Bare Naked Ladies yeah. is the fucking opening of the show.
It's set in 93 right after the events, or a year after yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
That's the start of
right
the
after
good
Jurassic Park came out. Yeah.
Start of the good shit.
And Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
There you go.
God, Ace Ventura still holds up. Yeah. Ollie, I didn't think it was funny when we watched it recently, but what? Like, oh. She's wrong.
She is wrong. One of the few times your wife has been patently wrong.
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah, I'll get unified with you on that one.
I'm like, you don't like potty humor anymore? You married the wrong
dude.
Well, fuck
dude. That.
He's
like, Ventura. Yes, Satan?
Love that.
It's a filthy habit.
All right, are we done with the news, Hemi?
I had been done already.
That's cool. All right, we're going to be right back to talk about Underwater. It's a movie about water, and they're under it.
I forgot I had to watch it until today.
Hella. So you had to watch 2 movies.
I watched Tammy and the T-Rex this morning,
and you
too.
Were going to try to screen print the thing?
I finished building the thing, homie, and I took the dog on a run, homie, and I went grocery shopping.
You fucked up.
Nah, dude, I'll start acting like a little dick if I do shit like that. You've never seen me do that, but...
Do what?
If I fucking jam shit up like that all in the same day,
oh,
I'll fucking take it out on these
bitches. I just got to.
Take it out on who?
On you, motherfucker.
What do you mean?
We don't even see you. Yeah, you don't need to see me, dude.
You'll hear it, dude.
You'll hear it in the text.
You'll hear it via text.
Oh my God, we're fucking back. I am currently stalling until I get up this IMDb page because we don't have to do Patreon anymore.
You would think after 245 episodes, 245 plus episodes,
it's part of its charm,
he would know to have the IMDb page pulled up before he says, and we're back.
Why don't you S a D, motherfucker? Why don't you S a D?
You'd think he'd be the CEO of IMDb by now.
Of S-ing a D?
Of the IMDDDB.
The Who Goes There podcast watched a little film called Underwater, 2020's Underwater, directed by William Eubank, written by Brian Dufield and Adam Kozad. Starring Kristen Stewart, Jessica Henwick, T.J. Miller, Vincent Cassel, John Gallagher Jr.,
T.J. Miller, boo!
Mahmoodu Athi, and Gunnar Wright, and probably some other folks. Matt Smith, what'd you think of Underwater?
I somehow like and dislike this movie at the same time. I pretty much hate the first hour. And then the creatures start showing up and they're pretty badass. It's
spoilers, dude.
Well, I mean, like, you know, like
there's gonna be fucking monsters.
You know, there's gonna be monsters, but it's like a lot of like, you know, implication of monsters.
Hmm.
And then like they show the monsters, and then when they show the monsters, it's great. And I thought this was really gonna be a Cloverfield movie. I would like it so much more if it was.
Or not.
And it's not.
Or not.
There was no stinger.
What if it is?
It's not. It's even put out. It's a Disney movie, is what it is. It's
Riggedy Rhett. What'd you think of
it's a Godzilla movie?
Underwater.
Dude. It was better than I anticipated. For a few reasons, the design features of this, like the even though this is fucking, have you guys ever heard of Alien?
Yeah,
dude.
It was like Gears of War.
Have you ever heard of the Abyss, dude?
What? No. It's more like Deep Star 6 or Leviathan, or it joins the ranks of subpar underwater monster movies.
It was essentially Alien underwater.
Yeah, for sure. Design wise,
with Gears of War suits,
and it starts with a bad fucking voiceover that doesn't show up again until the end of the fucking movie.
Hey, you know what other movie does that?
Who's that dude who's the main character? Oh, that's Kristen Stewart. But
she was looking good.
She was looking good. She has a nice fucking some toned ass,
dude. And they were looking for so many excuses just to put her in her underwear, and I'm appreciative of that.
Yeah. I think that there's some good production design. I thought that there was a couple parts. Like where the fucking mask fills up with blood, that one part and all that.
That was tight.
That was effective. The decompression shit was cool. It actually felt kind of like Deep Space or Dead Space a little bit here and there, but underwater. So they made use of that shit. I thought it had... Okay, T.J. Miller, anytime that motherfucker is opening his mouth on the screen, I'm in pain.
Terrible.
I'm in fucking pain, like more than... Even if I liked him at the beginning, which I really didn't, like in Deadpool, he was tolerable, but that joke, that one trick fucking thing is done and it's not well written here.
When he just like...
He said you flat-chested elven creature. Like yeah. No one talks that way, dude. No. Like don't fucking talk that way. And you could be like, well, that's the script. It's like, well, that's fucking dumb. But...
Well, the script had bad bits too.
Yeah, it did. It really did. However, Kristen Stewart, just like Pattinson, I mean, not just like, but she's acting much better than she did previously. She does a good job. The effects are pretty fucking serviceable. And there's some legitimate tension here and there. But it's too fucking dumb. It's just dumb. Go for it.
This movie is fucking hella tight. I'm super. This is
it's not hella tight.
This is it. This is it.
I was fair to you, bro.
He's doing a bit right now.
No. This is it. This is it. This is the shit.
This is what you wanted to come with.
Yeah. This is great. You know, yeah, it's got some fucking goofy shit going on.
Goofy shit.
That fucking intro fucking
she's brushing voiceover. Her fucking teeth.
And the ending voiceover. Yeah, it's bad. But, dude.
I'm going to jump right there. Remember when they're walking on the ocean floor,
dude,
and she runs into that bitch and tackles her? And then fucking they're sitting there talking like they have time to talk?
Super
into that. You can't give this a pass, bro.
Pass. Hella pass. It's hell tight.
No good actually, sci-fi action movie does that. They don't do that because that doesn't happen.
This movie's not good.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
It gets pretty tight at the end.
I'm super in.
Today I texted him and I asked him if he'd seen it because I was going to go down to Chula Vista to watch it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I might go watch it again. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. I knew he'd like I'm going to watch it again. I like the design elements. I'll say
everything,
that.
Everything to me is really cool. I think I like all the intro, like the decompression stuff where like the tunnels are getting all crushed up because of the immense pressure down there in the Mariana Trench. That stuff is really cool.
You liked opening credits where they show like fucking newspaper clippings?
That stuff is, yeah, whatever, dude. Like that stuff is whatever. Yeah. I get it. It's an underwater movie about monsters and there's only so many things they can do with it. They're fucking drilling and of course there's monsters that come out. It's fucking, okay, cool. Otherwise, I really like this movie.
Wait, so let's address the Leviathan in the room. Like, you don't think this would be a good prequel to Cloverfield? Like the fucking monster or whatever fell in the ocean. Like, boom. Connect the goddamn dots.
I would almost think this is a prequel to like Pacific Rim, if I was to
or
give
Godzilla.
It.
Or Godzilla, that's why I said it's a fucking...
Yeah, but that doesn't... But
that's
but,
a spoiler, by but the way, that doesn't, where this ends up.
But that doesn't trouble me, because we've seen plenty of movies with this, and it's like, okay, yeah...
Oh, that didn't trouble me either. I just didn't... What troubled me was that everything that comes out of people's mouths is so fucking dumb.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's not okay.
No, the dialogue is fine.
The dialogue is abysmal.
But we've already seen a good version of this.
It's called Alien.
Right.
So why do we need a not good version?
Because it's underwater. And it deals with a different thing, dude.
You know what, dude? You're fucking inconsistent as fuck.
That's right. So are you. So get fucked.
Okay, but you're doing it right now.
I'm hella consistent.
You're fucking doing it right now, okay? I didn't say I hated this movie. I said it's better than I thought.
Okay.
It's competently done with...
I'm not saying you didn't say that. Okay. You fucking dumbass.
Why are you saying you love this movie?
I did. I love this movie. I think it's awesome.
I don't hear it.
I think the fact that they have managed to put this little movie in the middle of fucking January where it has no business being.
It does because it's not fucking marketable.
It's better than this. It's better than this position in the month has any business being.
I agree, but where would you put it? In summer? It's not going to make money.
Sure.
It's not going to make money.
You know, this movie has been on the shelf for 3 years, too. Just saying.
Kristen Stewart does a...
She's fine.
She's fine.
In fact, she's very convincing.
I don't mind TJ Miller doing his goofy shit because it's expected from him. If you guys were going into this thinking that TJ Miller was going to do something different,
then you fucked up in the first place. I don't need him in the movie at all.
Thank you. Yeah.
Why?
Like, you know what? He was in fucking...
Gosh,
like,
when he was in Deadpool, he was doing his bit in Deadpool.
I sure hope TJ Miller does a different bit than he normally does.
Just don't cast TJ Miller.
I sure hope
he does a different joke this time.
It doesn't matter to me.
I hope he does
because like when you see somebody who's like one fucking trick pony, like... You don't put fucking Pee Wee Herman in your serious ass movie.
Motherfucker, you like Big Trouble in Little China, dude.
But Kurt Russell doesn't really play serious characters.
I don't understand. Your guy's fucking thing is you're like, oh, well, you know, these other movies that are shitty, are it's shitty because I like it. Street Trash, fucking great because of these things. But when a movie is like fucking pretty serviceable and you're like, oh, fucking
now
TJ.
Now it's pretty serviceable. Your opinion.
Whoa. It's serviceable enough where it's like...
Your opinion. That's what I'm saying.
It could be really good.
And then
good.
You're like, oh, fucking TJ Miller. Yeah, no shit, TJ Miller. Like, nobody's surprised by TJ Miller being bad.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah, but like, did you think... Were you in physical pain? I was. See?
Oh, fuck off. Like, Come on.
It hurt me.
Like, it hurt me. Oh, God. When they said,
show me on the doll, like, I point, like, all over
you're
my
like
body.
Everywhere.
Like, fucking...
You pointed to everything.
Like, look at him. Listen to him. See, did you hear what he said? You flat-chested elven...
Did you hear what he said? Oh, I can't go through there. Have you seen me? Yeah, okay, I got it.
His fucking mask filled with blood, it's his delivery, too.
Like, Kristen Stewart... Okay, Kristen Stewart is a good actress. I will go out and I'll say she's a good actress.
She's fucking going for it now.
But, like, even everybody else in this movie was a serviceable actor and actress. But TJ Miller is not a good actor. And he's He's very silly. He's very silly and like flat in his delivery.
He was literally cannon fodder in this movie. And him, you guys are hung up on this. Like, oh, TJ Miller, he's not funny. Huyuk, we got it.
I don't care that he's not funny. I just think he's a bad actor.
I'm saying that it,
you and everybody in the entire fucking world. What a revelation! Jesus Christ!
It's not a revelation. But it's worth noting because he's in the movie.
He's sure saying it like it is. Hey guys, did you know that Kristen Stewart was often seen as wooden in her previous acting roles?
Well, she's wooden in this too.
Yeah, of course. And to be surprised by anything else would be fucking silly.
I'm not saying I'm surprised.
He's doing that like
what I'm saying is
yell louder than other people.
Please, please. Okay. Please tell me what I'm doing, you pedantic fuck.
It's not pedant. That's you. You're like, who doesn't know this?
Pedant.
Listen, fuck.
Okay? Yeah, please.
Look, you agree that TJ Miller sucks?
Yeah, yes, sure.
No? You agree he sucks in this movie?
Sure.
We're not hung up on it. That's all we're saying.
We're just saying we don't like it.
He's brought him up twice now.
No.
Because you actually, keep fucking
Rhett,
saying.
I haven't brought him up.
I haven't said, we do a career retrospective of all of TJ Miller's work.
I haven't said a word going back about to she's TJ out of Miller my league. Other than yeah, when you guys
wait,
do.
You're saying I'm brought him up twice.
You agree with us, Rhett brought him up once, and then you came in on your white knight horse.
And fucking tried to defend him. I was continuing with the conversation.
How am I defending TJ Miller?
Can I finish?
He sucks. Well,
I could put my hands over my mouth and talk loud too.
Yeah, but you still talk stupid.
The thing I'm saying, it doesn't. I'm not surprised TJ Miller sucks.
Did you? Okay.
I am saying, let's bring up something. Will you let me finish? Are you my fucking wife now? Where I can't get a word in edgewise?
Let's have a unique thought.
Here we go. Get ready. I lost my train of thought. I'm not saying I'm surprised about TJ Miller or any of this, but in a movie that I'm already not liking, putting a character who's grating in general in everything he does not make me like this movie anymore. That's what I'm saying.
Dude, if we're talking about what we do and don't like, that is a giant strike. My mind has been blown by that revelation. Yeah, boom. I can't believe that point you've brought up.
Hey, you know, but it's a goddamn good movie, dude.
It is. It's super fun.
Really?
Yes, it is.
It's fun. It's fun now.
Okay. Hey, the French actor, I forget his name.
He's also good as the captain.
He's a great actor. I like him. He's an irreversible. He's in a lot of European films. I like him.
You're saying also good in the captain, as if TJ Miller is good in his role.
I liked him as the stoic fucking.
He did it again
because it's a good. It's bit a comparison. Now. You've turned it into a thing.
Yeah,
it's a comparison because
it is.
Usually, you said TJ Miller's so good.
You said also good.
You're just mad implying that TJ Miller is discount TJ Miller.
Hey, I'm older than him. He's movie, discount Matt Smith.
I like aspects of this movie.
Yeah.
The decompression thing, and I'm on board with the escapism of this movie.
Uh-huh.
It's good enough at certain things where it frustrates me
that it's not better
because it could be really fucking, really tense, really good. Even if it wasn't, I'm not asking for more complexity. Just make it a little tighter around the fucking, tighten the screws a little bit. Give me a little more interesting shit going on interpersonally and cut that motherfucker out.
If you cut out TJ Miller, you're more on board.
No. Look, I get that you need some kind of wild card.
You need some kind of fucking comic relief.
But I'm thinking of, this is where point of departure. Matt doesn't like aliens, but aliens, you got the space marines. You got these motherfuckers. You got Hudson. You got game over, man.
And that's the other thing. From the get-go, the concept on Matt is lost.
Not necessarily.
I think so.
I like Bioshock. I like Alien, bro. Cloverfield.
I get what you're saying. It's not his thing. Like from the get go, you're on board.
Yeah.
So yeah. From the get go, I'm neither. Okay.
You're middle board.
I like the idea that it could be good, but I'm not gonna just like suck its dick just because it checks certain boxes.
Yeah, and
the decompression thing is fucking badass.
I'm not against it because it's very alien-esque either. Like I just.
Yeah, if you're going to rip off aliens.
It starts off with the explosion, and then it's like,
implosion,
okay.
Implosion, homie.
Implosion, and then it's like, tight. Okay, We got to just get through this thing, and they're traveling through the thing, and it's basically like The Walking Dead, but compressed. It's like travel, we're safe for a minute, something bad's coming. Travel, safe for a minute, something bad's coming, and then it just keeps going, keeps going. The first minute is basically the same.
As you literally would in a situation like this. You would travel, and then something happens.
The first minute is basically the same as minute 60 and minute 70, and then the creatures come in, and then at least things pick up. It's like, it's you know how in Clerks 2, they're like, oh, this is Lord of the Rings. Walk, walk, walk. That's this movie. It's like, okay, walk, explosion. Cool, we fucking get it. But, oh, there's the monsters. But, cool, things are good.
It becomes repetitive.
But hold on. You're saying like, oh yeah, they walk and then something happens. Welcome to every single movie.
But the something happening is like, oh, there's something on the floor below us. Oh, there's an explosion. We need to get to the next floor. Oh, there's something on the floor below us. Oh, there's an explosion. We should get to the next floor.
You're describing every movie.
Okay, hold on. My issue, and I've mentioned it a few minutes ago, was it's not that it's so much what he's saying directly, but it's the inconsistency. Anytime they're on the ocean floor, they need to be under threat. I need to be on the fucking edge of my seat. If they have time to sit there and chat, it sucks all urgency out of this fucking movie, dude. Like, I cannot stand when movies do that. Like, they have no time for that bullshit.
Well, yeah.
The shit's there around them all the time.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but at that moment, I think I'm okay with the fact that she's trying to calm the other girl down. Like, it needs to be done. Or else they're both dead.
It's just too dumb, dude. Fuck that chick. Like, what? She tackles her, dude.
Yeah, and what loyalty does she have to that girl? They've made a point to make it clear that these suits are dangerous. They're not going to last very long out there.
For a minute. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean,
it looked like they were setting up the best, like, trauma-induced threesome ever. With the Asian chick, her boyfriend.
The sex sandwich, I forgot to mention.
Yeah, the sex motherfucking.
That would be pretty good.
And I kept getting like, is she getting it on with the, is she cheating on her boyfriend with this fucking, with.
She's going to do it.
Kristen Twatness, you know what I mean?
I thought she was going to have like one of the monsters in her suit. Or she was getting like some.
I don't, because we need to spice it up, man.
Some deep sea delusions or something. I didn't think. But she see, was just
and that's
be
and
screaming.
That's the thing. Deep I don't think. Deep. I don't think that that stuff is unexplored. I do think that there is some amount of like fucking ocean madness going on.
Ocean madness.
Yeah, we've gone from fucking space madness to sea madness now to ocean madness. Yeah.
That makes me. You know what? I like that title. What's up with this fucking title?
It's underwater, dude.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
What don't you get?
That's so fucking lazy, dude.
They should have called it 7 miles down, and then you would have been.
They should have called it Sea Lab 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah, that title is... Okay,
it's too much. It's pulling me underwater. Oh, my God.
You know why? Because it's Alien underwater. It's Cloverfield underwater.
Oh,
they should have called it Bioshock.
And then, see that? When the pods, the escape pods are going towards the surface... And it's showing it on that graphic. That's what I mean. There's some really good production design with the graphic here. Like, it's showing that, and it's showing that she's seeing that the monster's aware that they're there. And, the, like, I like all that countdown
what's
shit.
What's funny,
I've seen it a million times.
How would they know that un-fucking identified objects are chasing out? But that's neither here nor there.
And it had, like, their shape.
It's got the little shape. Yeah.
And, like, it was awful convenient that as soon as she's, like...
That's the shit that upsets me.
It's like, here's the simulation of the explosion.
It's cinema. Like, it's showing
you. And not only that, dude, but, like, the main monster, like, the biggin, he's just sitting in the bottom of the sea screaming for, you know, an hour. And I'm like, fucking move, bro. Move. Get up to the surface. Eat some shit.
Have you never played a video game? He has to stand there and look menacing while she takes care of all the little underlings, and then
she's
got to
set up us the bomb.
But see, she saved the special weapon from the beginning, and then she just took them all out.
Well, that it was all Metroid because, dude,
that's the thing. I like Metroid.
You know, there are points where she's like,
"Could be good. This could be fucking good.
This suit is fucked, and I got to get a new one." Like, I like that stuff. I did
like that too.
And I do like that they didn't dwell on it. They're like, "Well, she's got to figure out the oxygen," and no, she's just figured it out.
We moved on.
Thank you for mentioning the suits. The suits, again, production
It literally
design.
Looked like Metroid, by the way, with the little knobbies on
it's,
the shoulders.
It's a little too... The suits don't look very functional. They look production designed. That being said, they look fucking cool.
Yeah.
They look like Gears of War.
They were, yeah, they looked very... I mean, they're these people are very into video games, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah, and that's I have no problem with that. So, again, the production design elements...
The biggest issue I have... And I do wish that this movie is what, an hour and a half?
Yeah, like 135.
If I'm being honest, I would have liked to have been pushed another 20 minutes.
Oh God.
Because there are times when like they're going through this like stone tunnel and they're just on the other side on the next scene. That stuff to me is frustrating. When there's no like, well, did you see how did the fat guy get through the fucking thing?
You don't get a real sense of the geography of the thing.
Right.
So they could have taken out two of the floors that they were stuck on and then just like...
And then more monster.
Well, yeah. I know the claustrophobia works and it probably worked budget-wise also. Like, so these small corridors. It would have been nice to at some point though have a... Open it up. You know what I mean? Have a corridor where it was actually very open.
And not on the ocean floor.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something to open it up, like some other kind of thing.
Well, they do.
Again, like, it would have been nice.
They do, but unfortunately, it's only Kristen Stewart by herself. You know, she's in that big fucking decommissioned drilling thing.
That being said, too, this is a hard thing to pull. You mentioned 47 meters down fucking uncaged, which...
Did you mention that?
I don't think you did.
No, you mentioned it should be called 7 miles down. Yeah. You know, but okay,
I did say that.
When you shoot movies underwater, it's a horrible thing cinematically a lot of the time.
Yep.
They circumvented that pretty fucking well for the most part.
I do think that they treated the water or lack of a better word, the pressure of water with respect.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, both the physics of it, but also I'm saying visually, like it can get very muddled and it happens a couple times here.
Yeah.
But they try to do their best to have some light sources around that make sense for being there. Mm-hmm. You know, so generally I understood where things were. You know?
I think too, the intro of the monsters is very well done too. Like you see, like as they're coming down this corridor of death, you look up and you see just the humanoid forms of these things. And I thought that was very effective and very well done.
I thought so too. Like, except, I mean, I didn't get a clear idea of these monsters, honestly. I really didn't.
It was kind of hard because they had like a few different like forms, and like one you talk about things looking muddled. That was one of the things that I had the biggest complaint about. And I understand it's underwater; there's fucking dirt floating around. But like when you're making a movie, it's really disorienting, and not in like the good way where it makes you feel like, you know, you're in a horror movie. It's just like you can't really see shit.
Right.
It's like that Game of Thrones episode that's all dark. It's like, okay, well, you're underwater.
Welcome to season 8, brother.
Yeah, but everything here is just floating dirt and I can't see anything.
Right.
That's nitpicky.
Yeah, man.
You know what it reminded me of more in other ways too is Pitch Black.
A film that I fucking love.
Pitch Black was great. Well, see, Pitch Black was very economic with how it moved, its pace. Prior to the guy fucking imploding, I was almost about to. I'm a head out on this motherfucker. Like I was almost gonna snooze. And I was like, oh.
All 10 of the people in my theater. Because
we're
45
minutes in when that happens.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, you get going
and
or around
me,
there.
And to me, I don't feel that time.
I got you
know, because go what happens up to that point is you've got the deep sea drilling station, you know, melting down essentially.
Yeah.
And then there's a little time in there where they're like, oh fuck, Cap, what do we do? And you know, they're laying out this plan, which is fucking ridiculous, by the way. I could see like if you're not into the movie, would be jarring and maybe a little bit boring. But I'm kind of into that, dude. Like that reminds me of other, you know, of other films that, you know, we've got the plan, we've got to go to this shitty station that's all fucked up, and we got to go to this other station that's all fucked up, and hopefully there's a way to get out at that point. I don't know.
So what's the point of making her a mechanical engineer if she couldn't fix the pod at the end? Like what's the fucking
point?
Well,
she doesn't have time.
Well, it comes into play in other parts a little bit. I forget which.
The suit.
Yeah, the suit.
You know, she figures out how to fucking reoxygenate.
You get an idea that she's a sense type person, not necessarily an intuition type person, but someone who's technically adept with stuff. So I don't have a hard time believing, like he said, that the the suit, she can fucking rig this thing and make it work.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have a hard time believing that either. But if you're going to show that she's a mechanical engineer and she can, you know, instantly fix the computer, she can instantly hack this door, she can fix the suit, like, why can't she fix the pod? And it wasn't that she didn't have enough time. Like,
well,
yeah,
it's not that
they were circling
down there meditating.
Yeah, they were circling. She didn't even try. She's like,
I don't think there's time when she fixes a door. She shoots a fucking lock with a gun at some point. But
No. When they find the cap, he's like, the door is jammed. And she's like, hold on. There just happens to be a console right here. Bleep, blop, bloop. Oh, door fixed.
I'm less troubled by this stuff because overall, I'm having a good time.
Well, see, what troubles me is the whole point of this movie is for them to escape. Like, she's trying to escape. She's trying to save her friends. And then she gets there and it's suddenly the job that she's brought there to do. She doesn't want to do it. She's like, no, you guys can go. I'm not even going to try to fix this thing. So why go through all the trouble of trying to survive and watching your friends die? Well, if like when there's an well, option,
if you're asking a serious question,
I am like, there's an option
her,
right
then
there.
Her ultimate goal is to defeat the monster. If we're talking about a straight video game theme, then she's trying to kill the monster.
And that's the other thing. This would be a really fun video game.
Of course,
like,
it would.
Like Rhett said, it does have dead space. It's like Dead Spacey underwater, like in terms of video game wise. But in terms of the movie.
What you're asking what the whole point is. Yeah, of course she couldn't fix her thing because she's preoccupied by melting down the core.
But she wasn't preoccupied because, like Rhett says, she was just sitting there fucking meditating, just chilling. And then she's like, oh, you know what?
They do have that part.
I should probably blow this up. I should probably definitely blow this up. And then, like, the pods went up so fast that I thought they were going to be up at the surface almost in no time. And they'd been traveling for a while. And then suddenly those creatures are swimming after them. Well, yeah, but they shot out pretty quick.
They can't go up that fast or they get the bends.
Speaking of which... The 7 miles thing, the opening shot after those dumb fucking credits, but when they are descending and descending and descending and lower and lower and lower, it's a great way to bring you into this fucking thing.
Yeah, I think without those fucking newspaper articles, these credits would have been so much better. Well, if they just showed them, the descent of them going down to the bottom of the ocean or the Mariana Trench, in other words.
I have to mention this too. One thing, one of the strongest things in this film, I forgot, I would have fucking gotten pissed. I've actually listened to it. Apart from the film, because it was so good, was the score.
Yep.
It had some fucking real cool. It had some.
Agreed.
Did you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard it outside of the movie.
Dude, but it has some real eerie shit. Some real good, fucking textural electronic shit. Like, it's Marco Beltrami is the guy.
I'm not making this shit up. In the credits, it lists the SpongeBob SquarePants theme song as performed by Avril Lavigne. I didn't hear the SpongeBob because I thought this was going to be a Cloverfield movie, so I stayed till after the credits to see
Is that why? Were you disappointed that this wasn't a Cloverfield movie?
No. Because I really liked the end.
Did you end and you were like, oh, dude, I wanted this to tie into the fucking Cloverfield
universe? No, because in my head, there's enough going on to where I can think that it's a Cloverfield movie.
It's a better Cloverfield movie than that fucking Cloverfield movie on Netflix.
100%. Oh,
speaking of Cloverfield movies, what was the one where they're underground with John Goodman?
10 Cloverfield Lane.
That's the one.
Which I fucking liked a lot, by the way. That dude's in this movie.
The dude.
Which dude?
The guy with the beard.
He's the boyfriend.
He's the boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. He's in there. And TJ Miller, I think, was also in a Cloverfield movie.
We can't talk about TJ Miller.
Was he? It's been a long time since I've seen
him. He was
the
behind the camera.
I hear it now.
Oh, I hated him then, too.
No, I didn't. I didn't know him then. It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
I thought he was unfunny then as well. I went all Jerry Seinfeld right there.
It's not even that he's unfunny. It's just his delivery. It like grates on me.
That composer, by the way, he's done a slew of stuff, but chief among them, he did Hellboy, he did Scream, he did Logan, and he did A Quiet Place. So this guy writes pretty fucking.
Well, he did the music for A Quiet Place.
Yeah, all that.
That's pretty tight. I want to know where that SpongeBob theme was.
Didn't fucking hear that at all.
I didn't hear it either, but I swear it's there in the credits. You want to talk about the score when the beginning was playing, like when they were first like showing them at the station and everything. I could hear the Star Wars movie from the theater next door, and I was like, oh man, are they playing Star Wars in this movie? That's pretty fucking epic and ballsy. It made the movie like so much more like epic hearing that.
Because you had the fucking John Williams music. Yes,
Oh wait, no, that's Indiana Jones.
Same dude.
Yeah.
Talking about The Witcher got me all fired up.
Yeah, man. He fucking whoa. Don't talk to him about TJ Miller or The Witcher.
It was talking about Emo Brown. That got his blood boiling. He's like, don't talk about my good podcast.
Well, dude.
Well, I mean, look.
He felt teamed up on. I get it. For
look,
once.
Look, hey, you create something that's good. Hey, like inward singing.
What the fuck? You create something that's good?
No, his side project. Look, let this motherfucker.
He wants to talk shit. Cody wanted to do a baseball podcast. I was like, sounds good. Let's do it. And yeah. I think we did one episode, and then they were like, we don't have time for this. I'm like,
Yeah.
Listener, disregard this.
Don't disregard it.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I'd fucking recommend people watching this.
Yeah, highly.
Well, again, when you say, I get what you're saying, that it's better than a lot of shit that comes out in January. But I get why it's in January, because this is hard to market.
I wouldn't even qualify it. I just think it's a fun movie.
Did you guys see trailers for this?
No, yeah. I didn't watch anything.
I did, yeah. because I go to the theater a lot, so I see a lot. You don't show up late? No, I...
Dude,
Why would I do that? I showed up.
I literally show up like as the fucking like.
You know
the,
me, man.
I caught Sony the last 3 seconds of New Mutants trailer, and then it was like AMC, and I was like, "Fuck yeah!"
As I walk in,
New Mutants trailer also.
As I walk in and I hear, "Silence your phones," I'm like, "Oh, perfect timing." Yes.
Especially, dude. Once they introduce reserve seats, I'm like, "Movie going is tits again."
Yep. Like at this point, I'm fucking livid because I've seen the Bad Boys 3 trailer. About 15 times. So when it starts
showing up
I'm
late,
like,
dude.
I'm pissed. No, but I do this to myself. I have to, because I have to. I'm gonna see something new.
That's why I'm still hella stoked for Bad Boys.
Well, see, that's why
I see the trailer. For
oh no!
That's why you do it like in increments. So you're like, okay, I'm gonna go watch like an action movie. If you're gonna see multiple action movies in a month, show up for only one of the trailers, like. Watch trailers on the first one, and then you know that those same trailers are going to be on like the next three.
But what about
three.
The trailers that he misses, dude?
Yeah, but like that's why you go a month later.
Okay, because when Star Wars came out for the IMAX showings only, they had a fucking 8 or 9 minute preview of Tenet for the new Christopher Nolan movie.
Yeah,
which I somehow have not really talked about on here.
Yeah, it looked pretty tight,
dude. Well, dude, I went and saw a separate showing just to see the Tenet trailer, and then I left.
Did you like Inception?
I think I did. I think so. I watched it once.
I think if you liked Inception,
I remember not liking the ending.
We've talked about Christopher Nolan before, and he's not anti.
I like the Batman movies.
He likes the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
The Prestige, did you see that?
Yes. I think I watched that recently.
That's a tight movie.
The magic one?
Yeah.
Memento is tight.
I like Memento.
I don't like Memento.
What?
I don't think it's not.
I got so limp right now.
I'm so angry. I don't think it's not good. I just don't like it.
I don't like TJ Miller.
It's not a thing. Good. I don't either.
TJ Miller versus Memento.
See, the thing is
there's a movie George doesn't like. Imagine that. Big surprise. Let me put my hands over my mouth so I can make my point.
Hey, look.
I don't want to go that far into it. Why don't you like Memento?
It's cold to you? I don't like him.
Who? Oh, you don't like Guy Pearce. That's right. Oh,
okay. I don't like Guy Pearce.
You don't like that motherfucker. What about LA Confidential?
I think
his
face is fucked.
You want to take the face off?
I want to take the face off and replace it with Wesley Snipes. That's what I want to do.
With a black face on a white body?
Motherfucking Blade?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, we can't give away too much face off talk. You gotta be on Patreon.
Oh, look at that. Jorge doesn't like a movie. Big fucking surprise.
Hey, motherfucker, you dislike as many movies as I dislike.
Yeah, and you took my bit. I'm the one that hates everything. And now, like, everybody's like, oh, he hates everything. And I'm like,
I'm also disappointed because there was no old white bitch in this movie.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of young white
bitches. Asian bitch with a fucking rainbow shirt or a short-haired bitch.
Like, their relationship was so weird. Like, they kind of just sprung it on you.
They fucking were doing it, dude.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I didn't see anything going.
They didn't even know each other.
Yeah, I didn't see anything going on between them, and suddenly it's like, we're together. And it's like, were they together the whole time?
Well, no, she felt close to her because she's dating her.
No, I mean Cloverfield guy and Asian girl.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Oh, is it an earthquake, it's her dude?
Mom, dude?
Oh, it's a bottle.
I thought we were gonna die.
Little bits of air.
Sorry, we thought we heard a bomb ticking. It happens to everyone, I'm sure.
Matt hears the fucking name TJ Miller and he's like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, I'm fucking the Hurt Locker.
I'm gonna blow this motherfucker up.
I don't get that.
What's right. that, a bad joke? Oh, shit.
What is next week, Pig?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because.
Hey,
man, different shit.
And I didn't.
Oh, see, it's funny that you know exactly what I'm talking about. Huh?
I know exactly what you're talking about because, well, look, I'm not talking a bunch of shit about Underwater. I'm just saying I wish it was better.
I've sat through these movies was better before. Too. I know what we're about to be in for with Pig. Do you?
Well, is it? Yeah. This is the thing with Pig. I'm like, I'm expecting to be challenged as a viewer, and I think I will be.
It's challenging, Pig, but not for the reason you would think.
Pig is going to be terrible, but it'll be fun.
We're having an opportunity to talk to the guy. Is he going to be here?
No, he won't be here.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Then I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah, on Skype? Ew.
Remember when we did that? Yuck.
Can he slide into the DMs?
Only one I'll do that for? Lauren Ashley Carter.
I would do it for Christian Stella because he's got great internet and a good microphone. But like...
He's got a good dick.
It was the smoothest connection we've ever had. Yeah. Best sounding connection we've ever had. Lauren just has shitty Wi-Fi.
Lauren was like kind of fucking like a aluminum foil ball.
Yeah, she was, I think she was like
somewhere
in
New York,
in her like parents' bed or bathroom or something, because that's where the internet was the best. And it was still terrible.
She was pulling a Parasite on us.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, on that, nominated for 6 Academy
Awards.
The awards. Good fucking. I'm
you know
happy
it's not going to get any awards? Underwater.
It won't.
Best underwater costume
of this year.
Of this decade. Because there won't be that many underwater
Aquaman,
movies.
Aquaman, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's the best.
I want to say something too about that. I know you guys don't give a fuck. But Lupita Nyong'o not getting a Best Actress nomination just proves that the fucking Academy is still being stupid for fucking Us. Because that's it. That's she was fucking phenomenal.
She fucking dual rolled and she killed both of them.
That's a hella snub.
It was a hella snub because it's a horror movie. They're still being fucking dumb. However, Joker was nominated. I know it's not horror, but it's close. Parasite.
It's horror.
So I'm glad that it's
bro.
Getting. Well,
the
it's
fact
getting
that John Travolta wasn't nominated for The Fanatic, even though he paid to nominate himself.
Well, they're going to give him a Lifetime Achievement Award probably for that.
Okay. That makes sense. I'm
for
okay
the
with
autism community.
Sorry.
Oh God! Didn't someone? Never mind. Well, like I didn't make. Wait a minute. See, I didn't make the fucking movie.
Wait a minute.
They made the fucking movie. I didn't make the movie. So if you're pissed off, get pissed off at Travolta and Durst, not me.
I don't think they were pissed off about The Fanatic. I think they were pissed off about our other episodes.
Might be pissed off about The Fanatic too.
They should be. I mean, shit.
Everybody should rejoice around The Fanatic.
I recommend Underwater, even though I'm yawning. Fuck. It's a fun movie. Go check it out.
The last 20-30 minutes are all right.
Sophia enjoyed it. She thought she knows that it's not high art.
It's not high art, of course, because
it's underwater.
Because it's underwater and all it's right. underwater.
But
that's why it's not high.
I just didn't know, man.
We're watching Pig next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
It's How time. Long is Pig?
Probably like 80 minutes. But it's an 80-minute tracking shot.
So you have to like it now.
Yeah, you and I have to instantly like it, of course. Yeah, of course.
That's
of course.
How this works.
Yeah. Tracking shot means
good.
Art film.
Means automatically immune to criticism.
Yeah,
finding
course.
The way to break down the walls.
Yes, yeah, it's
stupid.
I'm imploding the walls.
I'd like to implode your brain.
too late.
Yeah. Underwater.
I quite liked it.
Dumb fucking title.
It's fantastic. It's great.
It's fantastic. God damn, dude. That's fucking, come on, man.
It's super fun. It's super fun. If the idea of fucking monsters
like
under
Overlord, like Overlord, underwater. I know you, man.
Okay. If the idea of fucking monsters underwater has any has any draw for you. It's a fun movie.
You say fun, but like I don't think anything in this was fun. Like
the blood in that fucking thing was tight, dude.
Where they're ripping off limbs and there's people imploding.
But they need more of it.
Yeah.
They need more. They need
it's because like Rhett said, the part where the guy imploded was at like the 45-minute mark. And then like 15 minutes later or so, TJ Miller gets ripped out of his suit. And thank then that's
fucking God.
And then that's pretty much it. Like
that was a horrific part.
The cat, but
and then she blows out of the fucking monster all video game style. That was tight.
That was that, tight.
Okay. That was fucking tight. But see, that's what I'm saying. The last 20, 30 minutes when the monsters. All I'm
hearing is you guys saying, "Oh, that part was hella tight."
That's me being. I always do. I do this with horrible movies. Even look, we talked The Grudge last week. I'm not necessarily good cinematography.
I'm not necessarily. Hey. I'm not necessarily looking in your direction. I'm looking at this fellow's
direction. Because go back and check the tape from the beginning. I've said once the monsters show up, the last 20, 30 minutes are tight. And like, okay, so the guy implodes at the 45 minute mark.
Yeah.
TJ Miller gets sucked out at like the hour. So that's the final half hour.
I'm going to go watch this movie again. And you guys saying the 45 minute mark, I think is false.
Okay. It's around.
I'm going to go watch it again.
I even went back and I said 40 minute.
Okay? I'm going to go watch it again.
But, yeah. Watch it again.
And I want to report back because 45 minutes seems like an entirely.
Because there are people that when they look at things before they say this stuff. And I'm one of them. So it's
when I'm not having fun in a movie, I check my phone constantly. Because
I'm like, when it happened, I'm like, wow, how far are we in now? And I'm like, oh, this needed to happen 20 minutes ago. See what I'm saying? What I mean.
Is this not a Cloverfield movie? From the very fucking beginning, she's like so and so.
You're so hung up on this fucking Cloverfield thing, man. Look, I don't understand.
From the very beginning, one of the first lines she says.
So much. I think this feels more like you really love TJ Miller and Cloverfield.
You guys want him some dark being chocolate?
In it.
What does TJ Miller have to do with Cloverfield?
No, what is
everything?
What does that have to do with me wanting this?
I think you love TJ Miller.
This movie feels more like a Cloverfield movie than 10 Cloverfield Lane.
A Cloverfield movie. Don't go there, George.
He loves him, dude.
Make any goddamn sense.
He loves him.
No fucking sense.
It's like that Pagliacci guy in that fucking other movie.
From the beginning of the movie, she said. So and so doesn't believe in time, they believe in moments. Well, that's like multiverse, dude. Time is a fucking construct because there's fucking multiverse.
This guy's just disappointed that it wasn't a Cloverfield movie. And from the get-go,
he wanted more going on.
I wanted more going on. And then, like, but that's the thing. It's like all the shit that happened, like the secret company and then the government cover up at the end. Oh my God,
this fucking shit is an hour and 45 minutes.
Dude, all this other stuff. This could have been a Cloverfield movie if they would have just like changed the name of the company and just like,
bruh.
Fucking showed the fucking comet at the end. It's like, bruh. Oh, that's a perfect Cloverfield movie.
If this shit was a Cloverfield movie, you would have fucking gone full Gonzalez on this shit. You'd have been like,
I would have been exactly the same. I would have been like, except
full
been
Gonzalez.
Like, I would have been like, I like the tie-in, but I still would have thought the first hour was boring. And once the monster,
are you telling me TJ Miller got a job as a fucking underwater excavator?
I don't believe it.
Oh, dude, that makes sense, dude.
Doesn't make sense. Well, you didn't know his job in Cloverfield. He could have been doing whatever.
Join us next week
when we talk about Pig.
When we talk about motherfucking Pig,
a movie that makes a whole lot of sense.
There's not a whole lot of sense to be made.
What's the links, my dude?
Oh, you're asking me? I'm chewing chocolate.
Of course.
Yeah, the ideal way to listen to the show besides booze or weed or whatever else you got going on, is dark chocolate. You need dark chocolate.
That's good chocolate, by the way.
Isn't it fucking good?
70% cacao, dude.
Cacao! Clean your blood out.
That's fucking good shit.
It does.
Just like eating your own cum.
Yeah.
Dude, don't get me started. Fucking...
He's been doing for years.
You like underwater, but don't want to eat your own cum. Explain it.
Do you go ankles overhead and go directly in, or do you kind of do it in the palm of your hand first?
I can't divulge.
Or do you
that.
Do it into orange juice and then stir it up?
Actually, now he's got
orange juice is be like oil and water type.
He's
thing.
Got a handler for this now.
Oh, that's true. She snowballs into him.
No. Come on, guys. No. No.
All right, next week is Pig. We'll see you later. I hate your guts, bye, you Sophia. Idiots.
I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. Nothing's ever gonna be alright, no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.